This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And
combined, by the way, they have 6 touchdowns and 33 catches and are starting to just produce for them.
They're the only team that uses 3 tight ends more than the Steelers, and all of these football eggheads and geniuses are saying this is the thing that's allowed for Matthew Stafford to become a 27-touchdown, 2-interception guy this year.
Nobody's going to make any kind of statement that Arthur Smith is a better offensive mind than Sean McVay, because he's not.
No, but
They're
unlocking
more doing
tight ends,
it, yeah,
and finding a way in which, okay, how are teams, do they stay in their base defense and put linebackers on these guys? And if they do, these are faster men than linebackers, or more physical men, I should say. And same thing with corners. Like, you're going to put a corner on them? Okay, put a corner on Darnell Washington, see how that goes.
Well, there is one
throw
other
jump balls to him.
Okay, there is one other thing I have to say, and this is only in partial defense of Arthur Smith. Matthew Stafford is still one of the best passers in the league. I know he's got like a bad back half the time now. He's healthy enough to play, and when he goes out there, he's still like legit elite.
But Aaron Rodgers,
so that makes a big difference.
Makes a difference, no doubt.
I think a big difference.
Okay,
no disrespect to Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is able, if guys are open, to throw them the ball accurately and on time. And you'd think Arthur Smith, based on matchups and using those guys, would find a way to get them open more than he does. Freiermuth is an afterthought, and when Jonnu Smith's out there, he basically does nothing.
There's one other thing. Even though Rodgers has been trying to get the ball out very quick, he's still been sacked 19 times. Stafford, I think, is much more willing to hold on to the football to try to make plays. He's only been sacked 14 times. So their line's playing better, too. I will at this time remind you that the Rams acquired Kevin Dotson, played him at the correct guard spot, and he is now a stalwart on their interior.
But did you see the stats on the Steelers' offensive line that came out today?
I didn't.
Ben Baldwin, who's this football stat geek.
Oh, everybody here loves
Benny
Baldwin.
No, but he does
Baldwin.
Something smart. He makes a list, like a composite list. Here's PFF.
No, I
Here's
know.
Here's ESPN.
I've seen what he does. I do know.
Yeah,
it.
So he takes all of these sites, all these databases that track offensive line information and puts it all together. Steelers passing grade as an offensive line this year, 6th best in the NFL.
Independent of their quarterback's time to
that
throw.
That takes into it. Yes. 6th best, man. It's not the offensive line's problem.
Here's something I'm gonna say about that, though. It takes into account the quarterback's time to throw. Think about how few, like, traditional Rodgers is gonna take the ball and drop straight back. Like, traditional, just he's gonna stand there, old school style, like, which I think good teams are able to do when they feel like it.
Yeah.
And just have a pocket be created and have the protection hold up. And I've said this as a guy, I've had to admit this, as a guy who thought Jones would be great. Think of how much stuff they do that is predicated on making sure that the protection basically helps him out, rolls the pocket away from him, and puts The guy that's supposed to be, in theory, maybe your best player, because that's where you always want your best guy to be, left tackle for a righty quarterback, and just insulates him. I'm willing to bet that those rankings don't take into account that they probably have to shrink their protection playbook just so they can accommodate a guy who looks right now like a first-round bust.
All right, let's get to some of these Arthur Smith comments today. First one, Donnie, let's go with who will play. What did he say about the quarterback derby right now as Aaron Rodgers tries to get himself healthy enough to play while Mason Rudolph takes first-team reps?
I've been in these a few times, and that's why you always have to have contingency plans, and we'll see how the week unfolds. And that way, it's my job to be ready either way. We got in a similar situation last year, inverse, with Russ and Justin week one, and that's our job to adapt just like you do. And that's what I give Mason a lot of credit. You know, people talk about being a pro and job, but that's a sign of a real pro, because Mason does a good job preparing every week. You're always one play away. You always hear these hypotheticals. He was ready to roll.
So I do think they can treat Aaron Rodgers like a starter tomorrow in practice and, you know, ease back on Mason and not feel like you're going to have Mason Rudolph not prepared well enough to play. That's the advantage of having two quarterbacks, both as your starter and your backup, with so much experience. If one of those guys was a younger player, like let's say Mason Rudolph wasn't here and Will Howard was their backup quarterback, I think that would make their prep for this game a lot harder.
Yeah, most of the narrative was that Rodgers doesn't need much prep because he's been in the league 20 years. Really, Rudolph doesn't either.
Exactly.
2 days for Rudolph is fine. Rudolph came in with ice cold with no real prep.
Yep.
And was fine, was good, better than fine. So yeah, I think it's an advantage that they have. I think it's, we might all say, oh, are they going to play games with the Bears? No, it just gives them flexibility and it gives them an ability to be nimble on their feet. I don't think there's any chicanery here. I think the Bears are prepping.
Ooh, chicanery.
I think the Bears are prepping like Rodgers is going to play.
Arthur Smith on what needs to happen, what he needs to see, what he's looking for from Aaron Rodgers at practice to give him the peace of mind and the assurances that he's good enough and healthy enough to be their starting quarterback.
I just trust him. You know, this isn't his first rodeo. Again, every player is different. It's not like, you know, I've been with him a number of years. I mean, I have a lot of trust in Aaron. And I know that he knows how to prepare. He's been in different circumstances like this before. Whatever happens, I know he'll be.
I think they're going to defer to him. I think that Arthur Smith obviously doesn't want to say anything that's going to get him in trouble with Mike Tomlin as far as what their process is, but I think he did give some of it away. If Aaron Rodgers gives them the thumbs up, he's going to play. This is Aaron Rodgers' decision. Rodgers said at the end of his press conference yesterday, it'll be in the hands of Coach Mr. Mike Tomlin, or however he put it. No, it's not. This is Aaron Rodgers' call.
Of course it was. Of course it was. I think you and I sussed that out very easily yesterday when we heard how, like, happy he sounded.
This is the opposite of when Kenny wrongly thought after the Cincinnati game that Rudolph won against the Bengals before Christmas, that when Kenny went to them and said, all right, I'm good to go for Seattle, I'm ready to get my job back, and they thought, well, actually, no.
Yeah, this is the difference.
We're going to go with the hot hand here. Sorry, you can, in fact, lose your job because of injury. No, this is when this particular quarterback gives them the A-OK, they just roll out the red carpet.
Yeah, that's the difference when you're comparing a player in Rodgers who has more years in the league than Kenny Pickett has career touchdown passes. That's how that works.
Arthur Smith on the running back situation. Gainwell played the entire second half. Apparently, unlike Rodgers, Warren was cleared to go back in. Tomlin said, screw it, I'm going to stick with Gainwell. Warren popped up on the injury report this week. Didn't practice yesterday, back today. So what is Arthur Smith saying about the breakdown, the running back usage, division of labor, as Tomlin likes to say, for this game on Sunday?
I think both those guys are really good on third down. And, you know, a lot of the two-minute drives, especially when you're in obvious pass situations and hurry up, sometimes it's how the start of the drive went and what the plan was backed up. And then when you get on the ball, sometimes the guy's in a rhythm, he ends up staying out there. But those guys are pretty interchangeable, which is rare to have when you have two guys little bit different skill set, but they're both really good third down backs in their own way, which also can bleed into 2 minutes. As simple as sometimes it's when that drive started, we were backed up and then kind of got rolling.
All right. So he says they're interchangeable. I do think they're a lot alike. They're both guys that pass protect well, catch the ball out of the backfield well. Their running styles are a bit different, but their overall skill set and what type of running back they are, I think, is pretty analogous. Now, the whole thing about third down, if they're both good on third down, why is it that only one of them plays on third down? And I don't think they're, like, completely interchangeable where they're, you know, if we're viewing them, do we really have them rated equally? I still don't. Look at the stats. When Warren gets the ball, he averages, I think, 4.8 yards per carry, or maybe it's, yeah, and I think
Warren's still a more explosive player who forces more missed tackles and is a better offensive player. But they have to This falls under the heading for me of, maybe you disagree with me, they have to like something like subtle, like ultra inside football that they feel like Gainwell does in those situations that warrants putting him out there over Warren as a matter of habit and practice.
Even though Gainwell's been a backup his entire career, I feel like with the Steelers, the only time he's really played well in a game is when he's been the guy that's out there because they've chosen to bench Warren. He didn't play in Minnesota. Gainwell popped and went off. Mm-hmm. He didn't play in the second half of this game. Gainwell went off again. The other times where it's been a timeshare situation, I think in those situations, Warren has done a lot better. So, yeah, I mean, just look at it. I don't think in this situation where they try to do it 50-50 or 55-45.
It's diminishing returns.
Yeah, big time.
That's what they're getting. Bottom line.
All right, let's do one more here. Here's Arthur Smith. I didn't know this. He went to college with Ben Johnson.
Really?
So these two guys go way back with each other, yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, because again, Ben Johnson looks a lot younger than Arthur Smith. Here he is on it.
It's like a lot of businesses, networking. Guys get their foot in the door. It's usually how most businesses work. I'm sure it's the same in y'all's industry, a lot of ways, at least just getting their foot in the door. Meet somebody. Yeah, it is kind of ironic. A couple guys in scouting as well, and coaching in college. Yeah, I never thought that, no, to answer your question. It'll be good to see Ben. Ben's done a great job. He's a good guy. A lot of players on that side, guys that I had in Atlanta. I guess Grady Jarrett's one of my all-time favorites. It'll be good to see Grady. Drew Dahlman, Kevin Byard, Tennessee. You know, there's all those relationships.
I think the Bears ended up with the right coach. They called the Steelers about Tom when they got hung up on. In the end, they got the better end of things.
What would be Tom? Tomlin would have hired some guy who's like not even remotely qualified to get the most out of Caleb Williams. They'd probably have like a 5-5 record or whatever.
Well, not only that, they would have had to give up a pick too.
Yeah, they'd have a 5-5 record. Williams wouldn't be developing
at least one pick.
People would be saying, you know, Mike does have this thing pointed in the right direction.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is, unless you've got a defensive-minded coach that you think is like a great leader who will also bring in good people at least to run an offense, it just is the way of things in the NFL. You don't really have a great head.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coach.
All right. Coming up in 15 minutes, PM Team Power Rankings. Top five Saturday Night Live cast members of all time. Now, remember when we did, in the name game, we were presented with name current SNL cast members, and that was
atrocious.
Yes, that just really was.
It was not good.
An abomination on our part. I think we named one person.
I think
No, we got one round through.
We got one round through. I think I took
Colin Jost.
I took Colin Jost. You took
Kenan
Thompson, and then to my horror, Donnie took Michael Che.
And you were.
And I was tapped out at that point because the only clips I've seen are Weekend Update when those two do their joke swap where they write each jokes the other guy has to read, and they are legitimately laugh out loud funny because they're actually raunchy and offensive. And no one else knows jack squat about that show.
Yeah. It's really fallen off the radar.
Big time. It's not a cultural touchstone at all anymore.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob Pompiani, Steelers play-by-play voice in the preseason, 40-plus years at KDKA-TV, comes to 93.7 The Fan, and we immediately win the Marconi Award for best sports talk station. Actually, best station, period, not just sports talk. Coincidence? No. And he joins us right now. Bob, were you ever a Saturday Night Live guy?
Yes and no. Back in the very beginning, although I was a big Kenan Thompson, you know, the Kenan and Cal days. I remember that when kids were young. We used to watch
Kenan
that all the time.
Kenan and Cal.
Yeah,
they had that.
Disney
they had
Channel.
Like Pete and Pete, My Brother and Me, those shows
on
Nickelodeon.
Oh, Nickelodeon, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I had to be subjected to a lot of that, yes.
Yeah. All right.
So you sound world weary when it comes to that, Bob.
Bob, can you just – people want you to stop talking about George Pickens. Not me, but we get, like, texts and tell Bob to stop bringing this up. They're getting angry because you keep pointing out this mistake that the Steelers made, in your opinion. Tell everybody why it is that you keep beating this dead George Pickens horse.
It's not that. It's people bring it up to me and I respond. And what I can only tell you, I said from the beginning, that's all. It's not like I'm going out there and just throwing it out, but every time there's a conversation about it, my position was my position. That's all I'm saying.
But is it a relevant talking point? Is it something that that right now the Steelers should have regrets over and we should second guess because of where they are in the standings maybe or how their offense is doing or how their wide receivers are performing? Like, what do you think about that question? People keep asking you it for a reason, obviously. And why do you think it is that it's so relevant with people?
Well, because
right
they
now?
Haven't solved their number two receiver, you know, Pony, and that's been the thing. They've been, you know, and they had it temporarily solved when they were both here for just a minute and a half before the trade was made. But I thought that was going to be the thing. And, you know, their offense has struggled the last few years, so I think you want weapons. And, again, mostly my point was just because I thought he would have everything to gain and a whole bunch to lose if he had a bad year. If he had a good year, he could have cashed in on something bigger. I never wanted to sign him long term. He had a year left. You know, you've ridden 3 years with him. How about one more year? Challenge him. See what happens. That's all.
What do you think the fact that reportedly it was the players who wanted nothing to do with him anymore and that's why he got dealt and everything else says generally, broadly, about, like, their team building, their culture, everything else, and the fact that he's going now and thriving in a place that we usually point and laugh at from afar and say, yeah, Dallas is so dysfunctional, it's kind of an inversion of the two usual themes there, Bob. I think there's a lot that could be said about just what George Pickens' departure says about the way the Steelers put their roster and their organization together.
Well, that's fine. If they want to create that, and I get why. You want an accountability part of this whole equation, and he wasn't accountable many times. I just thought this year would have been the one time he would have been accountable for himself, mostly. And again, this is a team that struggled offensively. Now, part of the problem was, you don't scheme necessarily things for him down there in Dallas. They have a quarterback who's been around and knows how to get statistics and yards, and so he's taken full advantage of that opportunity, which is probably why they wanted him in the first place. But I would tell them, buyer beware, if you're going to talk about long-term deals, which apparently they're doing down there. Schottenheimer brought that up to the other day and made it sound like he's all in on that. And that's where it becomes a problem for me, because guaranteed money would change. This is not guaranteed. He has to go on and earn it. And that's the only reason, mostly, I was thinking it would be productive for them to keep him around for one more year.
Someone just got in our mentions and said, when was the last time Bob did a shot?
Shot of alcohol?
Yes.
I think Bob's not supposed to drink anymore, so we like.
Oh, you can't even have wine anymore, Bob?
Well, I cheated the other day, but yes, normally I'm not supposed to, just because of the medication I'm on. But
all right, when's the last time you just ripped like a legitimate shot?
That's a good way to bring the interview to a screeching halt, Pony. Ask something that makes Bob bring up his horrible
regularly
health right now.
And when we're talking about random celebrities, you're like, oh yeah, how's he doing? And then we tell you that this ex person died 12
years ago.
I'm sorry,
Bob. I didn't mean to do that to you.
No, the last one I had was at a golf tournament, actually, for a friend of mine who was celebrating the birth of his child. And so they had a shot, and I did it. If there's meaning behind it, I'll do it.
Bob,
I don't know about now. But
so do you, when you were doing shots in your day of doing shots, in your time, in your prime, would you do the you clink, you toast, and then you've got to tap it back down on the table before you drink it? Because that was always a habit of mine. If somebody hands me like a shot of anything, I'll clink the glass.
You have to bring it back down to the table.
Like
why?
I don't just go straight to it.
That's
I got to tap
school.
It
I
off
like
the
that.
Table. Yeah, and I would, you know, I grew up saying in my house, cuz my mom Polish, she would say Nastrovia, and then you drink it.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what we would do. All of us as a group when we did it, that was how we did it. There had to be that little slam down to the table before it went down the pipe.
All right, Bob. Here's what I'm going to ask you about the Steelers quarterbacks. So this is like a Starkey question, so I hope you're sitting down. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being Tom Brady and 1 being Shedeur Sanders, okay?
Oh boy.
What rating would you give Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback right now?
Well, taking in the entire body of work that we've seen, probably six and a half right now.
Okay. Six and a half.
And that would include the last six quarters, which haven't been his best. But
now, what would you on that same scale give Mason Rudolph right now?
Probably six. I think he's right behind.
You got him right there. Remember when I said after the first preseason game, I'm not sure that Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, and so many people gave me crap for it?
Right.
Look at Bob Pompiani now. He's got them literally neck and neck.
Well, I mean, there's also a 41, soon to be 42 version versus a younger
kid.
That's
what I said at the time, and nobody wanted to give me credit for it, especially Chris and Donnie.
Yeah, I admire the fact he came back and wanted to do this for one more year, and the fact that the first five, six games that we saw him in, he was moving coming up with the big plays, especially in the red zone, which is what his strength is. When he gets there, he makes it happen. So, he gets the benefit of the doubt from that point of view. He's still very good. He's very smart. He understands how that works. He goes through the progressions if he has time and makes accurate throws. That's all you want out of a guy in the red zone. So he's still shows me that. But lately, it's just been, uncertainty. It looks like, I'm not confident about his offensive line under pressure. A little bit more happy feet than I'm used to seeing from him. But, still productive.
Bob, I got one that I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Is T.J. Watt's contract a bad contract right now, given the way this season has unfolded for him?
Well, I think it's just part of the business they have to do. I think it's probably higher than it should be based on the return so far, but I also think there's plenty of football left and he could turn that around. He's been there every single week. He's, a lot of times you have to factor in the chipping and the moving tight ends in his position and all the stuff that he has to see. But
I don't think, love the chipping argument, Bob, for this reason. People in this town have taken that chipping thing to defend him and run with it, and it does happen, don't get me wrong.
It happens more than anybody else.
Here's the problem. A chip is different from a straight-up double team, which Myles Garrett sees on like what seems like damn near every play, sometimes a triple team. So people use this idea that he gets chipped and say, well, he's facing stuff other guys just aren't. Yes, some of those other guys are facing even more attention from opposing offensive lines and offensive coordinators.
Yeah, that's true, and Myles Garrett certainly does, and he's had a heck of a year up there, and despite their record, despite what they are in the standings. But I do think it factors in, and I think that's why other players should be able to make plays, and you know, especially defensive line. I've been encouraged to see some of the stuff that goes on there with Harmon, especially when he's in there. But they need other, you know, Herbick's come around. He leads them in sacks, I believe, and maybe that's one of the reasons why it's been harder for T.J. Watt, because he's getting more double team, more chip, whatever the case may be, and someone else is there to pick up the slack. So is it a bad contract? You know, it's the market, what it was. You know, Myles Garrett got more than that, and some people up there complained about it. But it's like every quarterback that gets a contract, the next one's going to get more regardless if you deserve it or not.
All right, who wins on Sunday, Bob?
Oh, this is a tough one. I think it's going to be really close, but I'm probably leaning Bears, although I haven't decided yet. But just because they're on a roll, I'm still not certain that they're a 7-3 football team, though, guys. I see things, and they have some injuries to deal with as well. But the wild card factor is Caleb Williams and how he spins out of pressure. You seemingly can have him trapped, and he's turned so many negative potential plays into good plays. If that happens in this game, that can extend drives and make it more difficult on them. So it's going to be tight. Whatever it's going to be a one-score game, which is typical of how the Steelers play. But I think it'll be a legitimately tough one-score game.
All right, Bob, thank you so much. We'll listen to you over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday,
all right,
and then
boys.
Monday. Goodbye.
And then
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good weekend.
All right, listen to Starkey and Pomp every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon. 93.7thefan.com contesting page right now. Paul Skeen's card is up for grabs there. Check that out. 3:30 on a Thursday means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. We ranked five things. Today, it is the top five SNL cast members of all time. This is inspired by the old Superfans skit that they used to have on Saturday Night Live. Are you familiar with that one?
The Bears.
Donnie, I think we might have a clip of that.
The Bears.
There it is.
The Bears.
There it is.
Who would win? Hurricane versus Ditka. Oh, Ditka. What if it was Hurricane Ditka?
Yeah. Those were great.
Michael Jordan went on there and did Superfans. Great bit.
All right, so that's what kicked this off here. Number five for me. Maybe you guys have him higher. I went with Will Ferrell. And here's why I put him there. I was not really a Saturday Night Live watcher in my, like, live. Like, I liked the old stuff that they used to have on Comedy Central, which will be reflected in my rankings, when they would show reruns of Saturday Night Lives from, say, the early to mid-90s. The only time in my life I can actually say I consistently watched it live was when he was probably the MVP cast member in the late 90s, early 2000s. So when I was in like 6th, 7th, maybe 8th grade. So I have to give him his props for that. And that's why I'm putting him at 5. And as I say this out loud, I realize that I need to... Well, I'm going to keep my list the way it is, but I just realized I left someone off that I liked. Horatio Sands, by the way, honorable mention for me. As
well,
you guys
Horatio
know,
Sands,
always
you
had
love
a soft
just,
spot
we
in my
are
heart.
A pro Horatio Sands show.
I know, but you always like using his name as almost like a non sequitur. It's one of your favorite go tos. I'm going to do a pair of honorable mentions just as an aside. I don't have a female cast member in my top five.
Me neither.
But I have Sherry O'Terry and Anna Gasteyer, who were there when I was watching it a lot.
And they were with Ferrell.
And Sherry O'Terry.
They brought out the best in each other.
Sherry O'Terry, some very funny sketches with punchlines I can't really say safely. Anna Gasteyer, I forget who the other woman was in the Sweaty Balls set.
Molly Shannon.
Yeah. One of the funniest, like, hardest I've laughed ever, because you could just tell they're trying so hard to keep it together.
Did you boys also have Ferrell on your list?
I had
him at 4.
I did. Now, I'm going to tell you my rubric here. I had him at, well, yeah, I'm going to be doing number 1 and number 4. I had him at 2.
Wow!
But I had him at 2 because I did the opposite of you. I kind of went in the wheelhouse of when I actually watched the show live,
uh-huh.
when I was like 12, 13, 14, especially, even maybe 11 when I was maybe allowed to watch it. So that's going to reflect this. Number 4 for me, though, is a guy I think who has been credited by various people involved with the show as single-handedly saving it during a very rough early patch, Eddie Murphy.
I have him 3. So he was also acknowledged
Buckwheat,
by me.
Mr. Rob. How about doing a character, the Mr. Robinson takeoff on Mr. Rogers that you do such a good job with that apparently Fred Rogers himself, the nicest man in history, was reportedly very, very, very amused by. Thought was a very funny character, the whole bit. Just one of the most versatile.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, Fred Rogers liked the Mr. Robinson character. Thought it was defined as he was amused by it.
Okay.
Which I respect. Fred Rogers, game recognized game.
You know what else Fred Rogers loved? Farts.
Thought they were funny?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yep.
You know all the Fred Rogers like urban legends and lore that he was like a sniper
yeah,
who had like
true.
Tattoos and everything, and that's why he wore sweaters on the air. Cardigans.
None of that true. Unfortunately. Where and I think other shows and hosts have gotten fooled by that and talked about it before.
That he had tats and all
yeah.
that stuff? Yeah.
Because right,
it was so that he was, what, like a Korean War sniper or whatever, like Vietnam.
So you put Murphy 4?
I put Murphy 4 because I was wrestling with whether to go with people I know are recognized as the obvious, like, some of the best ever, or the people I actually watched as in my formative years, and I went more with the formative years
well, that,
people higher.
That's why I put Bill Murray 4, because I have to acknowledge how good he was, but I really didn't watch a lot of his stuff. But he still cracked my list for the
okay.
exact reason.
Number 3, Don.
With Murphy.
Well, I mean, really most of my list was a little bit ahead of my time because the show has sucked, really.
I was just going to say, yeah, you
like,
can't pick modern
in my
times.
Wheelhouse, and I'm certainly not going to put Kenan Thompson on here just because the guy's been doing it for 25 years and can't find anything else to do. I had Eddie Murphy and Phil Hartman as two honorable mentions. Yeah. Now, you guys may have those guys on your list.
Well, I have Eddie at four.
Well, yeah, okay. I also thought of a couple of other females, but I don't know if you guys have them on there. I mean, you have Gilda Radner,
your
Gildas. Have Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. Three.
This Kristen one, Wiig.
Yeah, this one will make Malzy happy. I went with Norm MacDonald at number three.
I left him off, and I realized
the greatest,
that after the fact.
The greatest to ever do the Weekend Update desk, the late, great Norm MacDonald.
Better than Chevy Chase?
Oh, I think Norm's Weekend Update. Well, I'll save my thoughts here.
Chevy Chase, which might surprise some people, he was really not on that show all that long. Like
no,
parts
he was
of
not.
Two seasons.
No, he was not. Not well liked by his cast members either, shockingly.
Why not?
Kind of a theme in his life that everyone who's ever worked with him pretty much hates his guts.
My cousin met him at an airport. They were getting ready to get on the same plane with each other, and it kept getting delayed. And she said he actually, like, entertained the people that were waiting and was outstanding.
Well, that's like a nice thing to hear. Even, you know, every dog has his day. If I saw him in public, I would deliberately avoid, like, even going near him. I would not want to acknowledge his existence.
Jeez.
He's an a-hole. He is. It's pretty well documented.
Oral Malzy, folks.
It's not even, no, that's just like Malzy doesn't want to be around a guy who probably is just like a jackass.
Well, you guys know like the big piece of trivia with Caddyshack.
Yes, they had to film the scene with him and Murray getting high together because they didn't have a scene together because
they both hated each other
so much. Yeah. They're like, they're the two biggest stars. They have to have a scene.
You guys didn't like the dry humor stylings of Dennis Miller. On Weekend Update,
Keystone Oaks' own right there.
Anytime,
the second greatest Keystone Oaks product behind our own Harry Callis.
Anytime I'd have to pull out like an encyclopedia and possibly a dictionary and then like do several hours of critical reading to understand a joke, I think I can just be content thinking that guy's above me.
I kind of thought that he was your speed because of his vocabulary.
Yeah, I think you have, in a continuing theme here, dramatically overestimated my intelligence.
Donnie, like, whose side are you on here, me or Malzy?
I'm dumb for Dennis Miller's humor.
Who dumb? Side? How about when Dennis Miller was in the Monday Night Football booth?
He would say stuff like, boy, I haven't seen a conflagration like that since the Gulf of Tonkin or something like that. And then you're supposed to, as a guy chugging Miller Lite while you're watching the game, you're supposed to know what any of that actually is.
All right, number two for me is Sandler.
Hold on. Wait, you're doing... Oh, yeah, you do, too. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
Two for me is Sandler.
Stunning, maybe, to you guys. Off my list.
Wow!
I had Sandler at five.
Off my list because I think Sandler has become far more famous for what he's done post-SNL, movies-wise.
Sure.
Than he... Like, I think he's one of the rare people who has become so successful outside of the show... I think it outstrips the work he did on the show.
Which is probably right.
It's the better career you want to have. You want to be more successful post-SNL than be remembered as like the ultimate SNL cast member.
He might be the most successful.
I think he has to be. For like movie
ahead of Bill Murray?
For movie gross, I bet you he's got the highest.
Oh, yeah.
For like
movie
financial
gross.
Success and everything else. How many... Also, he's been in maybe not a movie as well-reviewed as like a Groundhog Day or Lost in Translation, but he's been in good, serious movies.
Uncut Gems.
What's
Rain
the
Over
one?
Me.
Punch Drunk Love, I think, gets really good ratings.
All right, Malzy, who's one for you?
Norm MacDonald. The fundamental goal of Saturday Night Live, the mission statement is, pretty obviously, say funny stuff, do funny stuff, make people laugh. Norm MacDonald, I can watch... any cut-up of his Weekend Update best jokes and just laugh the entire time. Just absolutely ruthlessly funny, deadpan, would occasionally tell jokes that even an audience primed for offensive humor would groan at because of how over-the-top and, like, way over the line they were, which just makes them funnier. To me, he fulfilled the quintessential mission of that show, make me laugh, better than anybody that's ever been on it.
Donnie, I put Farley one. How about you?
I put Farley at two, John Belushi number one.
I left Belushi off my list altogether. So I didn't even think about it until Donnie just mentioned
him. I went Belushi five, Murphy four, Farley three, Farrell two, and Norm one. Farrell also is hurt by one thing. Maybe his most famous performance and funniest ever, I believe, is on a sketch that never saw the air because no one could make it through it without laughing. The Gus Chiggins old prospector sketch where Sands and Fallon and all those guys are just losing their minds the whole time.
His best.
Gus!
chickens.
His best of SNL DVD was freaking
just
awesome.
It's a wagon, dude.
He was fantastic, man.
His Alex Trebek.
Yep. We would, like, in college get drunk sometimes when we were bored on, like, a Wednesday night, and we would just fire off back-to-back-to-back that DVD, Farley's, and Sandler's, and it's just...
They're great.
They were incredible.
Celebrity Jeopardy, he played off people so well. Yeah, it's funny because it's bigger than a normal hat.
No one went with Dan Aykroyd.
I thought of Daryl Hammond for just the impersonations alone. Very good impersonator.
Yeah.
He did Bush. He did Clinton. He could do I think a couple different ones besides that. Hammond, kind of an underrated performer. You know who's the Frank Gore for longevity, and he was always rock solid, just never the best? Tim Meadows.
I knew you were going to say that.
Tim Meadows is the Frank Gore of SNL. He's a 3.9 yards per carry to 4.1 yards per carry, but you always know what he was going to deliver.
Donnie, what the hell do we call Kenan Thompson? He's been there for 25 years.
If there was a Frank Gore equivalent who averaged 2 yards a carry, that would be him.
He's Mercedes Lewis.
That's a good one.
How long was Belushi on there for?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Okay, yeah. So he was there for a decade.
Yeah, he was original like 75 cast member. To 80.
He was original cast member. It seems like when you look this up and check on these, the sweet spot for amount of time to be on that show is about 4 to 6 seasons. Because if you're there any shorter, you're just not funny. And if you're there any longer, you have no like Hollywood bankability. You know what I mean?
So do you think that there in Kenan Thompson is some like twinge of...
Has to be.
Man, like I never really...
No one's going to ask me to make like a serious movie because they just think I'm Kenan Thompson, SNL lifer. It's probably a pretty good way to earn a living.
Do you think he's on the show 10 years from now?
Probably. Probably just takes over for Lorne Michaels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.